If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right. Good morning. Friday morning here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Listen to that. That's your wake-up call. That's what that is. Cameron Knox bringing us in with a little rock guitar behind him. Wow. Friday morning, getting started here. Listen, a lot going on. Of course, the world mourning the loss of Queen Elizabeth II, monarch reigning over 70 years. It's a real, you know, it seems like kind of a, you know, she was part of the seemingly the tradition and the history that went with being a monarch. It just feels different. Of course, we're moving on to, we're going to have King Charles now, right, guys?
That's right.
King Charles, Kristen Kujawa, my King Mark Pastoria in our world.
Oh, I don't know.
You're with us
there.
This morning. And Brian Morton, of course, good to have you guys with us Friday morning here in Detroit. Well, other news here in Detroit. How about the Gilbert family committing $10 million to grow startups in Detroit?
That's incredible.
That's incredible, right? Another huge commitment to the city of Detroit. The initiative aims to help support and foster entrepreneurship here. You know, we all know the importance of entrepreneurship and, you know, it leads to innovation, great culture, great people here in the community doing great things. And the Gilbert family steps up again. This is Venture 313. They'll be working with organizations like Tech Town Detroit to make sure not only the capital, but resources get to startups, and we help support and foster that community here. In other news, Kristen?
Well, I just have to go back to that. That's incredible. I think it also plays to the Time Magazine article where Detroit was listed as one of the most interesting cities. I mean, that's another perfect example of that.
Most interesting cities, and how about even beyond most interesting cities? Also this year, we were recognized as the top startup ecosystem as well. And that's amazing to me. That's
amazing.
That's really amazing. So here, the Gilbert, and it's certainly none of it would be possible without the Gilbert family and the support they've shown to the community in so many ways, so many ways. So,
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, Mark, when you were coming to the studio this morning, did you see that moon?
It was huge.
Huge.
What was
that? Yeah, huge moon. That's a special moon,
it
right?
It is a special moon. It's called the Harvest Moon. Did you guys know that?
All right. No.
Well, okay, the Harvest Moon. That's when...
Harvest Moon. It only comes in September.
Only comes in September. It's got its name because it kind of was this huge moon hanging in the sky at harvest time, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay.
Traditionally, it says that because it was so big and low in the sky, that farmers could work late into the night harvesting their crops. Anyways, it was beautiful. Ah, it was such a treat getting up so early and driving and looking at that.
Well, I think it's news because I think tomorrow, Saturday, September
10th.
Is the kind of the premiere day
for
the Harvest Moon making its appearance. All right, we've got
just
that
a sneak peek this morning.
Okay.
And then how about their football game last night?
And the football game.
Football is back.
Listen, football's back. Buffalo Bills, of course, beating the Los Angeles Rams. You know, Mark, that I love that gritty. They're kind of like the Lions, you know. There's kind of a certain few teams, Cleveland, Buffalo, Detroit, of course, Chicago. These are gritty teams. And Buffalo's got a real shot this year, and they demonstrated it on the field last night, beating the Rams, huh?
Yeah, 31-10. Josh Allen was awesome.
That Josh Allen is unbelievable. And that game last year, what game was that, Mark? Was that against the Rams, or was it the Chiefs? It was the Chiefs, I think, in the playoffs, right? They went back and forth. Josh Allen seemed like he had it in the bag, and they lost it in the last second or two, literally.
Yeah, he's back.
He is definitely got a chip on his shoulder. Yes, and he's playing great.
And they sacked Matthew Stafford 7 times last night.
Wow.
So defense was awesome. But Matthew Stafford will be back.
All right. I love that. And then, Kristen and Mark, we've also got one other thing before we head to a break here. We want to make sure this is real news. This news, a study, Kristen, the rudest cities in America.
I can't even believe we're talking about this.
No, this is important stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
No. Unfortunately.
Preply. I'm going to write to Preply and find out a little more on this.
Study,
go ahead.
Study done by Preply surveyed over 1,500 residents of the 30 largest metropolitan areas in the U.S. trying to determine what's the rudest city in America. Well, let's figure out here. Let's find out how we did. Detroit. Now, let's not go to Detroit. Yeah, let's kind of look at the list. Here's a few on the list. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Wow. Memphis, Tennessee. Those two cities. Of course, New York City. I don't know. That one's kind of seemed like an obvious one. Now, I mean, I love New York. Oh, my God. New York's amazing. But it always kind of gets hit fairly or unfairly with being considered rude at times. Let's see. The most common rude behaviors, people being absorbed by their cell phones, on their cell phones, not letting people merge into traffic, being noisy in shared spaces. Mark, that's, I got to say, Mark.
Yeah, not here.
Every now and then. Well, Mark, we made the list.
Uh-oh. What are we ranked?
We ranked number six
on
the
bad.
List.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, really.
Who was number one?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Ooh. Philadelphia.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Number yeah, two, Memphis, New York, Tennessee. Who?
That doesn't seem right.
I don't
Memphis.
Really? I don't
well,
know.
And there was another study that was kind of an offshoot of this one, too, that's just worth quick mention, and that is the Prepley's study that goes with this other study, kind of an offshoot. Cities that swear the most in the U.S., yeah. Cities that swear the most.
And who ranked top on that one?
Well, first of all, I have
how
to tell you.
How does one determine that?
I don't know. Isn't that kind of funny? It is kind of funny. Well, how does someone determine it? They tell us here. They determined which cities swear the most frequently. We asked residents of those cities how often people around them swear. And they did a little count. Everybody had, you know, did a count, turned in the results. They took a look at themselves. It was really conducted by the city themselves, the people in each city. Average respondent swore 21 times a day. Really? Wow.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
And where are they located?
In my head.
Yeah. And swearing in your head. That's funny.
How did
swearing
we
in your head. So swearing in your head doesn't count. Fortunately, Detroit doesn't make the top 10.
Damn.
Damn. Okay. 20 to go to hit that average right. Today, guys. Hey, we're a big part of keeping the average up in Detroit. Fortunately, we didn't make the list, but there you have it. Okay, news you can use on your Friday as we head into a great weekend right here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Back with more in a minute.